This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Stepping Stones of Dunn County is seeking community support as they prepare to share Thanksgiving meals with area residents in need. Organization officials say they're seeking food donations over the next few weeks, including whole turkeys, mashed potatoes, and other Thanksgiving staples. They're hoping to bring in enough donations to provide over 600 area households with a good Thanksgiving meal this year. Residents interested in helping out can drop their donations off at the organization's main building on Stout Road in Menominee. The Rice Lake Area School District is inviting residents to participate in their local Empty Bowls event this week. The eighth iteration of the annual event will be held on Thursday at the Rice Lake High School cafeteria from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funding raised at the event will go towards the district's Feed Our Kids backpack program, which provides students with non-perishable and easy-to-make foods to take home over the weekend to combat hunger and guarantee kids are having their nutritional needs met when they don't have access to school meals. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to attend one of the various educational events this week honoring International Bat Week. According to a press release, four of the eight species of bat found in Wisconsin are considered threatened, but officials say conservation efforts over the past decade have helped the state's native bat populations begin to rebound. Event locations and tips for helping the bat population from home, like building your own bat house or using native plants in your yard, are available on the DNR website. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he will appeal the Trump administration's denial of the state's request for $26.5 million of assistance following severe weather in August. According to a press release, Governor Evers received a letter from FEMA stating that while the impact of the severe weather was significant, the agency had determined that funding through the public assistance program was not warranted. Governor Evers says the denial of federal assistance delays recovery efforts and sends a message to Wisconsin's communities that they are on their own. A small fire forced University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire students to evacuate a campus building on Thursday morning. According to the Eau Claire Fire Department, crews responded to Schneider Hall on Thursday at around 9:40 a.m., arriving to find smoke throughout the building. The building was fully evacuated and crews eventually extinguished the fire in an electrical transformer room. Two people were rescued from an elevator that had gotten stuck, but authorities say nobody was reported injured and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to expand funding for veterans programs. According to a press release, the Veterans Promise Package seeks to invest in veterans' mental health programs, increase funding for the UW Missing in Action Recovery Project, and make Veterans Day a state holiday. State Representative Jody Emerson was among the Democratic lawmakers introducing the bill package on Thursday, saying Wisconsin's veterans deserve better than political games and calling for bipartisan support for the legislation. The St. Croix Valley Foundation has announced the launch of a new grant program for nonprofits serving the western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota region. The Nonprofit Capacity Building Grant Program will distribute $3.5 million of funding to help area nonprofits become more efficient and sustainable. Officials say nonprofits in the area are under heavy strain, facing persistent staffing shortages with limited budgets and turnover in leadership positions. More information on eligibility for the grant funding is available on the St. Croix Valley Foundation website. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to crack down on excessive speeding on Wisconsin's roadways. The proposed bill would allow judges to force individuals with multiple excessive speeding violations to install a speed limiter device, which uses GPS data to track the speed of the vehicle compared to area speed limits. If the vehicle is driving too fast, the speed limiter would gradually slow it down until it reaches the posted speed limit. The speed limiter program would work similarly to the interlock device program currently in place. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to continue taking steps to protect themselves against mosquito bites this fall. According to a press release, the reminder comes following a positive Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus test in a Marathon County horse. There have been no human cases of the virus so far this year, but October is usually the most common time for humans to be infected. Mosquito activity will continue until there's a hard frost, meaning temperatures stay below 28 degrees for at least 4 straight hours. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced legislation aimed at expanding access to information on menopause. The bill would require the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to create an online resource page and pamphlet about menopause. According to a National Institutes of Health study, over 75% of women across the country believe menopause education should be taught in schools, similarly to education on puberty. Actress Halle Berry also spoke in support of the bill as part of a nationwide tour to promote menopause education. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays being made and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA, the Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.